And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The annual Kids Count survey by the Annie E. Casey Foundation that tracks child welfare in states was released this week, and it couldn't have come at a better time as lawmakers are putting a final state budget together and setting priorities for public investments. North Carolina ranked 35th overall in child well-being, and there has been a 25% increase in the number of children living in poverty since 2008, with 566,000 kids in North Carolina in families with incomes below the poverty line. Layla Bell of NC Child pointed to decisions made by state policymakers that have made things worse, like the elimination of the state earned income tax credit for low-wage workers. There are also the long waiting lists for NC Pre-K for at-risk kids and the change in eligibility for child care subsidies, not to mention the refusal to follow the lead of 30 other states and expand Medicaid. The child poverty rate in North Carolina in 2008 was a disgrace. The 25% increase since then in the number of children living in poverty, that's simply a scandal. Doing something about it ought to be the focus of the budget negotiations currently underway. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.